Hey, howdy. Donald Trump, he's going to be sentenced soon. And I have an idea. I want to share this with the judge and all these left-wing wackos. He should be sentenced to 4 years of community service as president. That kind of fix everything, don't you know? Now, let me tell you about California. They bring in the Democrats, the left-wing crazy people. They put the minimum wage up to $20 an hour so far. 10,000 jobs have been lost. These are kids. They don't pay rent. They don't pay taxes. They need a job. They need the life experience, the work experience, and of course the money. Now they're sitting at home with nothing to do. I hope they don't find something bad to do, but it will soon be 20,000 and then 30,000. Prices are going up at Wendy's and McDonald's and every other place because they say, hey, now we have capital costs. We need automation. We can't afford people anymore, so we have to kind of move this direction. It's not good. It's not good for the country. They're mindless people. They don't think. They, again, being the Democrats, they don't think about the economy. They don't think about people. They just act. And now one wacko in the California somewhere, I guess in Sacramento, she says, let's raise it to $50 an hour. How about we take your salary and put it to zero? Because you know what? You should get paid what you're worth. And that'd be nothing. Colorado. The Republican Party there has said, hey, let's burn all flags to do with homosexuality and the gay parades, pride parades, and all this stuff. Pull the flags down and let's burn them and have a big fire. It's controversial, but they're standing their ground. You know what? Even if you don't agree with them, you got to always respect what people do when they make a stand. Because people on the left are always making stands. These people are on the right, and they have a position. And the leader of it says, hey, June is here, and once again, the godless groomers in our society want to attack what is decent, holy, and righteous so they can ultimately harm our children. Does the flag do that? Again, controversial, but he wants the flags down because it's a symbol. And get rid of it, and do you need a month? I don't think you need a month to tell us that you're homosexual. And they go on and on. That's their position now. California and Canada, I wrote a poem just for them, and here it is, and then I'll get into some Canadian stuff. That makes your head ache, right? Here it is from right field. Whoop, that'd be me. I do not like your mental haze. I do not like your leftist ways. I do not like that you have taxes that I pay. I do like that you would just go away, you pink old Dumbo. That's kind of what I wrote. I won't quit my day job, hey. Now, they have a new streaming tax for Netflix and Spotify, blah. And Trudeau, he promised not to increase taxes on this particular medium. Of course, he broke his promise. I don't know why he bothers to even promise about anything. More taxes all the time. I don't think a day goes by. These guys don't look to govern. A day doesn't go by as I started. When they're not looking at ways to tax. I think that's all they have meetings about is what can we tax today? They've taxed the air, the water. They're taxing everything all of the time. What do they do with the money? I know they waste it. They give bonuses, $500 million of the bonuses, I think last year, to government employees who didn't do anything to earn it. Most of them should be fired. And this goes on and on. And then they wonder why they have trouble. Then you have the University of British Columbia. And in Vancouver, they're hiring a new person, a research chair position, and they've been very explicit in stating that the position is not for able-bodied straight white men. Not too sure about women, but I get the concept here that if you're white, just don't apply. Job description states that the 7-year position comes with specific eligibility requirements, and you have to have a track record in supporting equity, diversity, and inclusion. And the selection will be restricted to members of the following federally designated groups. Federally designated groups. So it's not just provincial, it's kind of anywhere. If you're white, you've got a real issue here, right? Not good. I should say right. I should say left, because that's kind of what it is. You know, you get to preferential treatment if you're crippled and all that kind of stuff on top of it. But yet they actually want the job done. Crippled's fine. Black's fine. White's fine. Oh, white's not fine. Everybody should be treated the same. A 7-year position, probably big money. And if you're an Indian, it's good. If you're a realized person, you know, it's good. Not, I don't know what that means. Women and people from, you know, minor gender identity groups, that's okay. Doesn't say anything about, are you qualified to do the job? And lastly, from the Prime Minister in Canada, this Justin Trudeau, he's a package, let me tell you. He wants to ban gas and diesel vehicles. And he's already started on that program. I mean, they've invested so much money and billions of dollars in grants to car companies and manufacturers. He says now we're going to allow dealerships to offer new gas and diesel vehicles as 80% of their inventory to 2026. By 2030, that number goes down to 40%. By 2035, he says, I have banned the sale of all new gas and diesel vehicles. How's he going to do that? I mean, how do you pay for and even get a power plant that can run all of those vehicles? You know, it should be your choice, but that's what socialists do. They take your choice away. If you want to buy an electric vehicle, that's your choice. And I'm a fossil fuel and a hamburger guy, and good luck. Bah, I got more words are ready to spill, but I'll save it. So you all come back. See ya.